So how about this? Last night, without any irony, he talks about responsible gun use. Last night, he talks about paying your fair share of taxes. Come on. We're built on the back. And last night, he also talked about the threat of China and bringing business back. Basically, can't he just talk to Hunter one-on-one at the table? All the things that Hunter screwed up, this guy brings up. Does he understand who's in his family?
Yeah, all the things his son has been federally either investigated or indicted for. Yeah. Taxes, China, guns.
And right away, by the way, CEFC, they also talk about the Belt and Road Program. CEFC was part of the Belt and Road Program, created to upend American interests in developing countries around the world. He had no problem investing in a company for China.
No, and that's, you know, that's China's point, is to skip the R&D part, because that's very time consuming. You steal everyone else's great ideas, you know, best practices, as I guess what the commies think it is, and then you catapult your country into hegemony.
So I want you to hear what Marco Rubio said about last night's speech. Cut 22.
The whole thing was just bizarre. You say hyperpartisan, no doubt about it. I've never seen a State of the Union ever. I don't recall any. Maybe there's been one in the past where a sitting president mentions his predecessor or opponent and future opponent so many different times and misleads people with it. So I think the only thing he achieved tonight, there's a bunch of Democrats saying, breathing a sigh of relief that he's not Weekend at Bernie's, that he's not, that, you know, he's alive and that he was able to get through his speech and that apparently he's still able to scream.
That was Marco Rubio.
Rubio did a way better job responding to the State of the Union than when he was actually tasked with the Republican rebuttal.
Did you see
Thirsty Markle? Marco?
Right.
Yeah, that was great.
He made it. I know, like a year later, he came into, came onto our set. We were in Washington. And we made a joke about it. He was not ready to joke.
No,
about
he's not a warm guy.
I do think he's warm. I get along with him.
But I've never hugged him, so I wouldn't. I don't know his body.
You're not a hugger either, though. Are you a hugger?
Sometimes depends.
Right. I don't see you as a big hugger.
Well, I'm not a germ person. I don't like germs.
Right.
And I feel like you can transmit a lot of germs with too much hugging.
But you know what the worst is? I'm not a hugger. But let's say you make the commitment to go for a hug, and you're hugging somebody that doesn't want to be hugged.
It's awful.
So I'd rather never know if I should have hugged somebody.
Yeah.
Because if you try to hug, you can only, there's only a lose situation. If they hug back, then I'm like, I should have probably hugged earlier.
What if they hugged too long? Yeah, it's but then it gets weird.
Right.
It's like,
and I don't know. Does it make you feel better?
I feel a lot better.
Right. So Katie Britt.
I watched that.
What'd you think?
Weird.
Cut 13.
And despite what he tells you, our communities are not safer. For years, the left has coddled criminals and defunded the police, all while letting repeat offenders walk free. The result is tragic, but foreseeable. From our small towns to America's most iconic city streets,
yeah, she did a good job. I mean, she delivered it fine. She wasn't nervous, but she was very deliberate. She didn't miss a word.
Her cadence was
interesting.
Very odd.
But do you see talent?
At some point, but I don't think you put someone with potential in a position to fail.
The best
ever. I think she has to realize a little bit more of that potential before we fall all over ourselves congratulating her.
Right. The best to ever was Tim Scott. I mean, Tim Scott, basically, people said you better run for president after that.
Yeah. Remember Joe Kennedy III drooling? They tried to do a little town hall with him, and he spoke in front of people, and he had drool all over his face. It is a no-win situation.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.